it would have been right there on the one.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As always, the information I share with you on this show, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's go. AKA The Menu is on the keyboards, keeping the track locked ever so tight. Good morning, podcast audience. It is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and welcome to the KHP. This morning, I'm going to attempt to slow the pace down just a little bit, because I really want to spend some time talking to that brand new, newly converted mail handler. And a lot of this may be very applicable to that newly converted PSC also. But again, I just want to talk to you for a few minutes. And one of the things that, again, I am attempting to reassure myself of is that the information that I'm trying to disseminate to you is digestible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my partner, Jane, she's going to accompany me on another podcast, and she's going to be that newly converted employee asking a series of questions.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, time out.
Okay,
Because there's like three things here, and I do believe that, you know, I think you think sometimes that everybody that works there understands this lingo, and I'm saying this is probably new to the new people for sure, but even some of those other people, you know, why does a person go to a job to do their job and then they go home? But now there's three things here, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think we should just roll on here.
You did, and after the show, there'll be a post podcast meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's fine, and I appreciate that, because again, and sometimes, you know, working in the post office for over 35 years, you tend to speak in a certain vernacular that you think is understood by everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I appreciate you taking time out of your day, Jane, to assist me with making the message to the population of the Postal Service a lot more digestible.
Okay, so there's like three things I don't understand. The first one being, now you tell me what this is, newly converted employee.
Okay, newly converted employee. There was a major union decision, or not a union decision, an agreement between postal management and the unions. And for me to explain this, I have to put it in a term that I'm comfortable with. So bear with me. The Postal Service BS the unions for years on not making conversions. Positions that should have been filled were abolished, thereby not needing to post new jobs, not convert employees. The post office called themselves downsizing. So now, after being absent or derelict in their duty to maintain a decent complement, The post office says to the union, hey, listen, how about we do you a favor and we'll convert 5,288 of your MHAs to career, but we need you as a union to allow us to stay over the authorized cap. The authorized cap being total number of people that the unions and post office have agreed that they will hire.
I don't think people even understand what that is. Okay, so the newly converted employee has something to do with these two things. And let's go here first, and maybe this will help. Because really, everything you just said,
But now, see, listen, though.
Me applying for the job and you talking to me like this, I would probably think, I'm probably going to go next door.
No, but you got to understand, to the new employee, this does not affect them in any shape, form, or fashion right now.
But down the road.
Right now. Down the road, it could very much possibly, but for right now, to that new employee, I congratulate you on being converted. So at no point, what we're going to talk about, am I looking at you as if you got something you didn't deserve. Please don't allow anybody to convince you of that or even tell you that. I'm just simply saying there is a process that this should, a way that's outlined that this should have taken place and that process was not followed. And it's important that process is be followed. That's why we have rules and regulations. You got to follow them sometime.
Okay, so if I'm a new person, if I'm brand new, I just started work a week ago, okay?
Right.
I come in and somebody says, something, do you know anything about the newly converted employee? I'd be looking at him going, well, what's that? Am I one?
Whoops. But you know what? The fact that you come in, and for the newly converted employee, right now, everything is a benefit to that employee. So, but my thing is, I believe that there needs to be enough people in the Postal Service that's interested in this kind of action being taken place in the work environment, because that's what's going to sustain unions forever. You understand? Everybody might not be interested. Some people will hear this and, okay, that's cool. And then some people are going to hear this and then they're going to want to understand, well, why that happened. And those people, again, will identify themselves as, the next union coming up. Because, again, you got to recruit.
So under a newly converted employee, you've got two things, an unassigned regular and a mail handler who has bid jobs.
Okay, now when I talk about the unassigned regular, it's important that the newly converted employee who is an unassigned regular, I mean, trust me, I could go on for hours telling you how much BS I think that whole thing is, but you're an unassigned regular. That means I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care. The only... And hear me very clearly, the only obligation the post office has to you right now is that you maintain the work schedule that you had the prior week. That is the only obligation they have to you. Now, in this case, since they created those bids that they're going to put you in, I'm assuming that there's been some kind of agreement again made that they're going to forego the requirements and just make it effective the day they put you there. But that's not contractual. But nonetheless, you are going to be unassigned regular, and that's going to be the title you hold until one of two things happen. One, you bid. Two, a residual bid becomes available, and they force you to take that residual bid. That's part of being an unassigned regular.
So... an unassigned regular, okay, they're a mail handler regardless, but
right.
No. Okay, so they're, what does that mean, unassigned?
Well, every mail handler has an assignment. For example, my assignment is to drive on the apps Tour 2, forklift, non-forklift. An unassigned regular would not have that responsibility as a everyday position.
Oh, so they come in, they've got a set amount of hours, but no job.
Exactly. That's the big thing about being an unassigned regular. And here's what, so you come in every day, you know you're going to work from, let's say, for lack of ease, 6 to 2:30. But what you're going to be doing from 6 to 2:30, listen to me very carefully, all the newly created unassigned regulars, that can change every day, every hour. Now, we hope it don't. I want you to prepare for the worst, and then you accept the best.
So then, okay, what is so bad about that, an unassigned regular? So I got a regular job. I got a regular job no matter what.
Right.
And I can't excel anywhere?
Well, no, not at all, not at all. And when I speak about the unassigned regular, it's not a bad, you know, nothing's all bad. It's not a bad thing. It's just a different thing. Because, see, even as an MHA, which you were before you got converted, for the most part, every day you came to work, you pretty much did the same thing. And towards the end of your tour, if you're on tour one and you drive, doesn't matter where you work, you're going to end up helping dispatch mail from the apps or the bundles order. So you got used to a routine. And I just want you to understand that as an unassigned regular, that routine should continue. But then if that routine continues, now we have an issue from the union side, again, validating that you are giving a bid and not a schedule. You see, this is also interwoven that the union, you know, again, it's very clear to me that this is going to be an issue.
Why? Because is it, are you in a better position to be, have a bid job versus an unassigned male or unassigned regular?
Well, see, here's the thing with that also. The newly converted employee has no voice in whether they become an unassigned regular or not. That's just something the post office is putting on them. Now, immediately being converted to unassigned, that means you are career. So every bid cycle, you can bid for a permanent job. But the thing with unassigned regular, again, is they can't move you from your scheduled time and days off. But they can move you within that building at their leisure, however they see fit. And I really, really, really want you to understand that, because if you know that, when it happens, you won't look at it as if you're being picked on or, hey, I'm a regular now. Yes, you are a regular. Your hours are set in stone. But what you do from begin tour to end tour, that can fluctuate every 5 minutes if necessary.
Okay, so now this is new recently, right?
No. Oh, okay. It's always been like this. It's a major issue now because the number of people that's going to be unassigned is so large.
Oh, and you're talking about some people who've been in a certain job for quite a while. Now, if they get switched, they better not question that, because that's what it is.
Well, no, not, see, now again, when you, some people would be the newly converted person. Again, you had a routine that you came to work every day and you did. So now the post office gives you, I'm sorry, I can't call it anything but a bid. I refuse to call it an unassigned regular schedule, because that's not what it is. The post office puts you in a bid and now you're expecting to do that bid. Well, see, on one hand, and it's very complex, because on one hand, you're going to say the post office gave me a 6 to 2:30 weekends off driving job for the apps on tour two. Well, that's what you think you have, but that's not what you really have. What you have is a 6 to 2:30 schedule time. The rest of that, if the post office is going to be true to the definition of schedule versus bid, then that's up in the air every day. And I keep saying it in that manner because, again, I hope it don't happen, but you need to be prepared. So when it happens, I meant mentally prepared. So when it happens, again, you're not feeling some kind of way like somebody's abusing your rights as a regular.
Okay. Well, what about... Well, it still sounds to me like the bid jobs... It sounds so weird. Is that a title, a position, a bid job?
No, that's a process. A bid job is every day I go to work, I know from begin tour to end tour, I'm going to be driving on the apps. When I drive to work, I know that. When I get there, I know that unless they shut the machine down.
And you kind of get both things. You get a whatever 9-to-5 job or, you know, whatever your hours are, and you get the job you want.
Well, again, you get the work in the area you bid. That whole bid process in Columbus, Ohio, is a special needs process. Again, just to drift off of the MHA for 1 second. In Columbus, Ohio, you bid for a job, but you don't really bid for a job. You actually bid for that level in a section. And then every day you go to work, they have a meeting and you select the job you're going to do that day, which I think is just the craziest thing that any sane organization could think of. In other words, if I bid to be a driver on the apps, there should be 4 driving bids. And I know I'm going off subject, but I'm in a flow right now. But if there's 4 driving bids and you bid forklift, every day you come to work, you should not have to go to a meeting to select to drive the forklift. That's a one-time bid. That's what you do every day. But the Columbus has it so, I don't know, like I don't. They were trying to prove how complicated you can make something simple. And again, so you bid.
Responsible for that?
That's implant support or one of those rocket scientists. I'm not really sure. Maybe from a division level. I don't know, but it is just the craziest, wasteful practice I've ever heard of. Well, excuse me, one of them. Okay, getting back to that MHA, I know I went on a tangent, but every time we actually talk about bids and I think about what it is Columbus, Ohio does on a regular, it could be no more time-wasting practice than anything else they do. Hey, let's bring this podcast to a close. Again, to that new employee, I'm always going to try to be that voice that gives you a little different perspective on the goings-on in your place of employment. And again, it is my intent to strike an interest in you in union activity, and maybe you may desire to become a steward and move up the ranks and bring about a different course of action for union members. Hey, Jane, I appreciate you hanging out with me today.
It's always a good time.
Hey, listen, I got a question to ask you. Mm-hmm. Now, you being former postal, you research postal issues with me. Here's a question. Name me one song that you know all the words to.
Oh, Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for hanging out on the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'll see you when I see you. Hey, new employees, I'm going to stay at your ear for a little while, and I'm going to talk some of that talk that I think you need to hear. So let me make this crystal clear. Let's have an awesome day.